Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es, Mayit Katten, Perig Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. Sagden es, Eishas Vesu Achbar, its mutter, to trap these little Shratzim, and its mutter to install the traps for the mice, because these types of creatures can really dig in and ruin the fields. Eishas explains about Tanura, is a barrier that has no eyes. Some say it's a bat, others have different types as to what animal this is, but it's basically something that if you don't trap it, it's going to dig its way into your field and cause a lot of trouble. So that's the reason you're allowed to trap these, the eishas and the mice, and take them away, misteh ha'ilan, from a field where they plant trees, umisteh ha'lavan, and from a field where they plant tfua. What's the reason that a field where they plant tfua is called steh lavan? Being that there is no shade from trees, it kind of gives a white impression. Also, when the tfua is finished, explains the Tosfos Yamtiv, it looks white. And you can set up the trap kidarka in its normal way, in the regular way that you set up a trap. And that would be digging a hole, putting the trap inside. No shinui is necessary. And this is true by moyed, and chalamoyed, because it is considered a dover of it. If you don't do it, these animals will ruin the field. Ubashvias, as well as during shmita. And we're not concerned that it looks like he's plowing the field. At least that's what the Tanakhama holds. Chachamim and the Chachamim say, Misteya ilan kedarka. On a field where you have trees, you can do it in the normal way. Because if you don't get to it right away, they mamish eat up the roots of the trees, and there goes your tree. Umisteya lavan, say the Chachamim, it's not such an emergency, and therefore shaloi kedarka. You can set up the traps, but you can't do it in the normal way. How do you do it not in the normal way? Well, you stick the tool into the ground, and you kind of move it from side to side until the hole opens up. Especially when you pull out this tool, so there's a hole. But you can't outright dig. The Batanura says that the halacha is like the Chachamim. However, if it's a stay lovin, again, a stay lovin means a field with tvua, no trees. But if it's a stay lovin that is near a field with trees, then you can do it in the regular way. Because we have a concern, these animals may leave the stay lovin, and they're going to destroy the trees. And if you do it in the regular way, it'll be much more efficient. There's a greater guarantee that you'll get to these shratzim quicker and stop them. Vaitra says the Mishnah, Umekarin es hapirza. Mekarin is from the Lashon of kir, which means a wall. If part of the wall of a garden fell down, now there's a breach, there's a hole. So Mekarin, you can put back the wall, es hapirza, where there's a hole, b'moyed, an chalamoyed. Now you can't put it back in the regular way. If the stones fell, you can pile them up one on top of the other, but you can't cement it in. The Batanura says this is by your garden. But if it's the wall of your courtyard, where your house is, and you have to protect yourself from ganavim, then you could build it the regular way, even with cement. Uvashviyas boina kedaka. The same is true on Shemitah. You can build a regular wall without a shinui. Without a wall, people are going to be stepping onto the field, and it's going to ruin your field. Now really on Shemitah, the Gemara explains, you're not allowed to build something to protect the payrus. But that's not why he's doing it. He's doing it to protect the field. The Chiddush is, I'm not worried that people are going to say, oh, he's doing it to protect his payrus. No, if you're doing a taka to protect the field, people shouldn't step on it, then it's okay on Shemitah. So quickly, Chazar and Gavra, we learned in our Mishnah, we learned that you're allowed to trap creatures that can do damage to your field, whether it's a field of trees or a stay alavan, a tfua field. According to the Tanakhama, you can build a trap in the normal way. Just dig in and put in the trap, whether it's chalamayit or shmita. The Chachamim say, a tree field is much more vulnerable. You have to move much more quicker and get it done right. Therefore, you can do it kedarkai. A tfua field is not such an emergency, and therefore, you can do it, but shalai kedarkai, with a shinui. You can't mamish dig. You have to, like, chisel in. And we also learned you can put back up a wall. We're talking about a wall around your field in chalamayit, but you can't do it in the regular way. You can't do it with cement. But Tanura told us if it's a wall around your house and you have to protect your house from ganavim, then you can do it with cement. And the same is true on Shemitah. You can be bina kedarkai. You can build in the normal way.